eager to get Brandon Lloyd more involved in offense, especially kind of as a deep, that deep threat seems to be missing that maybe we saw a lot last year.
Well, you know, we do, from, you know, we go into each game plan with, you know, what we think is the best thing for us to win. And you know, he was out obviously a couple weeks ago, and then he had a couple opportunities in the game where, for one reason or another, that the ball didn't go to him. You know, he caught the one, you know, later in the game towards the end that was more downfield. But it's not like we're not trying to get him the ball.
When you guys have that element in your offense, whether it's Brandon or anybody else, how does it change the what you guys can do when the deep threat is working?
Well, I think we have some talented receivers outside, and every game plan you go in, you're going to take a certain number of shots, and then depending on how the game's going, you know, things change accordingly, depending on who's up, who's down, you know, what the defense is doing, you know, how are they playing against Brandon? Are there certain coverages that we thought going into the game? Have they changed anything? So from game to game, that changes, but you've always got a couple of plays in there that, you know, you'd love to take those shots and, you know, make the defense respect the deep ball.
Have you seen teams doing different stuff on him this year based on kind of the season that he had last year?
No, I don't think so. I think, Dave, the teams that we played the first 3 weeks have played the way we thought they were going to play. You know, mostly it's early in the season too, so teams with the short training camps and everything this year, you know, you're going to go into a game plan more often than not. There's going to be some adjustment you have to make, but I think for the first three games of the season, we've seen the things we've prepared for.
Brandon said he kind of would come to you and basically talk to you about it. Did he? I mean, to, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the way we want it to be. We want it to, you know, we have an open door policy here, and, you know, he's a very talented player. Of course you want to get him the ball more. Have we played a certain style of offense the first 3 weeks of the season? Yes. But we'll find ways to get him the ball.
Do you like that, though? I mean, when a player takes it upon himself to want the ball more? I mean, or
they're all selfish. Yeah. I mean, but it's only one football, and that's the thing about it. The quarterback's the only one who's going to touch it every play, and we have some very talented, skilled players, and you'd love to get them all the ball 10, 15 times a game, but you can't. So there's certain things you're going to do from week to week, and we're going to call certain things for Brandon Lloyd on a week-to-week basis, and all of a sudden the coverage takes it away. It's Kyle's job to go somewhere else with the ball. So it's not like we haven't tried to get him the ball.
You guys talking about the way people are used. I mean, when Noshon started the season, there was a kind of a split, but then Lance Ball has gotten his touches, but not too much. Now that Noshon's back, does it change the approach of how you got to do the committee? You know, in the
Well, we have a plan because we have a three talented backs here that can all play. So Eric, myself, and the rest of the offensive staff sit down and kind of play, you know, certain plays you want certain guys in. So they're all going to play. They're going to get their touches accordingly, and we'll kind of just roll them the way we have in the past. And, you know, Noshon was out, obviously, for a little bit. So he's just working his way back into things, and we're fortunate to have all three of them.
Can he do a full workload, do you think, at this point?
I think he can. He's had a good week of practice, and you know, he'll start working his way back in.
The tip balls at the line of scrimmage, is that a function of offensive line play? Is that a function of quarterbacking,
outrunning,
bad luck?
I'd say bad luck.
What's the mix?
No, I'm just you know,
I mean,
the last play.
Three games. I don't remember a three-game stretch where Kyle had seven passes.
You know, there's certain things that happen. There's certain balls you're trying to throw sometimes. You know, we might be throwing the ball underneath more. You know, like the last play in the game, we were trying to throw the ball over the middle of the field, and where the, you know, unfortunately where we were throwing it, the defensive line was standing right there, and there wasn't a big strong rush. You know, they were playing soft up front, and it was a volleyball. You know, he was just sitting back there waiting, and he tipped the ball, unfortunately. You know, but then there's a little bit of luck also, because he was just swinging his arm, and he came across it. Otherwise, we hit Eric Decker, and, you know, who knows what happens from there. But that's all part of the game. That's going to happen, and we obviously like to get those numbers cut down a lot, and it's the offensive line's job also to knock their hands down. If they're going to jump, you got to hit them in the gut and let's go.
You know, on TV, it seemed to be a shot of Kyle on the sideline talking to Champ. And just reading his lips a little, he said it's wide open.
It was wide. It was, but hey, that's part of the game. That's not the only play. We had a number of other opportunities throughout the game, so it came down to that one ball. If Eric catches it, who knows what happens from there, whether we kick a field goal or going to score from there, but hey, that's football.
As a play caller, what did you learn from that first and goal from the two, that whole sequence? And
well, we had four up. Everyone wants to look back at the fourth and one call or the fourth and goal call and say, why'd you do that or what happened here? Well, we had three other opportunities. And it's just it's a matter of the whole entire offense, coaching staff involved. We just got to do a better job. I mean, we don't have very far to go. We got to find a way to get in the end zone, especially in that situation. Being up 14-10, to be able to go up 21-10 when your defense is playing pretty damn good football. Oops, excuse my language. Playing good football, and you know, now we go up 11 instead of 4. That's what we got to do. You got to learn to do that and put teams away when you have an opportunity.
So if that were to come up again this week, is there anything that you would do differently in terms of the calling or the?
Well, you go into a game plan, and we had a game plan on what plays we wanted to run, and we ran three of the four plays that we called, that we put in for the game plan. So the first one was the pass. Unfortunately, it didn't work. And then we had two other plays that we ran. And then we came on the fourth down call. So we have a game plan that the coaches work extremely hard putting together, whether it's fourth and one on the 1 yard line, whether it's a third down call in the middle of the field. And we were going off a script of what we thought was best from the week of preparation.
From a bigger picture perspective, you know, short yardage, goal line, that kind of stuff. Last year kind of was a bugaboo for.
Yep.
And then this year you guys thought that it had gotten better. I mean, where does that stand in your mind right now? Do you think you are a better team, better equipped to in short yardage and goal line?
I think so. And I think it's just, you know, it's one game where we didn't get in. And that's the one thing, hey, there was four plays, we didn't get it done, we got to do a better job of coaching, call better play, whatever that is, players executing it better, it's all of us together. We had four chances to get in, and we didn't. And it's, you know, that's probably the most difficult situation in a football game, is trying to get that yard when they're all loaded up in there, and, you know, they know certain pass patterns you're running, certain things, but it's just a matter of coming down to execution and doing a better job from all of us.
You've got this kind of young offensive line, especially with Orlando, three games, and now you look at a rusher like Clay Matthews. What sort of challenge is that going to be for this group?
Well, we'll do certain things to help them throughout the game. You know, we mix in plenty of things up, plenty of play action, quick passes, you know, do some things to help him on the edge. But he's an outstanding football player. He plays extremely hard every down, so you've got to know where he is every play, and everyone's got to have their, you know, their eyes open, understand, hey, there's going to be times where he might be a little free off the edge. You got to chip him and help him and do whatever we can, and we'll slide to him and do certain things.
And he kind of doesn't let plays die. Like he's very third, fourth, fifth effort.
Oh, that's the way he is, and he's a great football player. That's the way you want. That's the way you want guys to play the game.
Facing Woodson this week, is it important to stretch the field a little bit more than you have in the first few games?
Well, we're gonna do what we think is best to help our football team win the game, and there's a number of things we've got planned. And from week to week, we're always gonna have, you know, everyone wants to talk about stretching the field, but we have that in every week. And then depending on how the game's going, how are you running the football, how are guys playing, you know, who's healthy, you know, that kind of determines sometimes how you change your game plan as the game goes on.
I know you're, you know, obviously the defense is what you're planning for, but when you're playing in a Green Bay offense like theirs, I mean, I'm talking to Brandon earlier this week, he said, you know, you can fall into a trap sometimes if you think, well, I've got a match point for point, but does it enter your mind in the game planning process when they have an offense on the other side that can put up points like they do as far as the way you approach the game?
No, we're going to call the game accordingly, and when I say that, we've got to do what we think is best for our football team, but then again, you also have to understand that you're only going to have so many possessions in a game like this. And when you have a talented quarterback like they do, you know, he's going to make his fair share of plays. So the longer you can keep him off the field, the better. And if you're fortunate enough to hit some of those plays downfield for big plays and score points early, then you do that early in a series. But you got to make sure that you take advantage of every possession you have, different from some other teams, because you know that this what their offense is capable of doing. So every snap is important. You got to make sure you protect the ball with your life, you know, and ball security and all that stuff. No dumb penalties, and just put yourself in the best position.
Everybody talks about the cliche, like, you know, controlling the clock with the running game to keep their offense off the field. Mm-hmm. But when you have a team that can in one play throw it and, you know, have a 10-second drive for 70 yards. Does that apply anymore? I mean,
the number one thing in this game is to score points. So as long as you score points, that's all anyone wants you to do. I mean, the quicker you can get to 35 points, the better, in my mind. So if we could score 35 points in the first quarter 1 week, that's what we're going to try to do. And there's other weeks where you have a different game plan, where it might be more quick passing game, more run game, you know, boots and nakeds with the quarterbacks. That's what you're going to do. So it's just from a week-to-week basis on how you're trying to attack a defense and what they give up. Some teams, like the team we played last week, they've been known in Tennessee to not give up a lot of big plays. They keep everything in front of them. So sometimes you have to change your game plan on how you want to do things, or when you take those shots, they got to be calculated chances to where it's the best opportunity to make those big plays.
So if a team were to give up, say, more yards than if you were running a two-minute sort of offense, no huddle, you guys would have no hesitation about doing that?
No, very similar to how when we struggled a little bit early in the Oakland game, we went right to no huddle. And then we had some success doing that, and we came back in the second half and kind of did some things to change to get back in the flow of the game, then went back to 2 minutes. So it's going to change from week to week. We have the flexibility to do all those things, whether it's stay in big people and run the ball more, or get back into empty, or run a two-minute mode or an up-tempo mode, not necessarily a two-minute mode, but, you know, get to the line of scrimmage and play faster. That's what we'll do.
And Kyle's good at that, right?
Oh, yeah. With his knowledge of the system, it's easy to go up there, and he understands defenses and all that stuff, and he knows the offense as well as anybody else, so it's easy for him to direct the traffic.